This is Northwest News from KNKX. It's going to be a noisy day in Olympia. The Capitol will be teeming with builders wielding hammers and nails, not inside the dome, but on the lawn outside. 88.5's Monica Spain has more on this very special group of construction workers who are learning the trade through career and technical education.
Jared Eaton is a junior at Aberdeen High School. His construction class, what a lot of old-timers know as shop, is one of more than 20 teams from across the state that's carted their handiwork within yards of the Capitol steps.
Well, there's two windows and a door, which makes it feel really cool.
The students are putting the finishing touches on tiny houses they built back at school. The structures will eventually house homeless people in Seattle, but for now, it's a chance for students to show off new skills. Marina Parr with the Workforce Board, the state agency that helps ensure Washingtonians get education and job training, says vocational education is having a renaissance right now, and hopefully lawmakers will notice.
Putting a spotlight on it is really helpful because so often people can talk about different educational initiatives, but until they actually see it, it's more theoretical to them.
Corey Martinson is the shop teacher at Aberdeen High. He says some kids really thrive doing hands-on work, and he pushes the idea that skills learned in his class, like teamwork, make you a better employee in any profession.
Not every kid out there is going to be a college-bound person, and that is totally fine. Giving kids interest in a potential trade, in high school, might kind of light the fire to maybe give them an idea what they might want to do with their life.
Back to Jared Eaton, the student. He says he's learned stuff in shop that he doesn't necessarily get in math. And with building this tiny house,
I feel like it'll give people a sense of hope that they know that they have somewhere to go, be able to just feel safe in a home.
And that's another type of satisfaction. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.